reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Sig.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A successful start to the Dukes' three-game road swing as you go to Chattanooga and pick up a 37-14 win. As you've gone back and looked at some film, give me your impressions of the way your team played on Saturday.
You know, I thought it was a good game for us. We jumped up quick, 14-0. You know, we held them twice, three and out, and scored quickly. And then they mounted a drive, converted three third downs. We didn't tackle very well. And then we dropped the kickoff, and before you know it, it's a tie game. So, to me, the great thing was we had some adversity there on the road, a great teachable moment. And I thought we played, you know, very poised, and, you know, outscored them 23-0 from the second quarter on. It was a six-point game at halftime. And, you know, the message was just play like we can play. We've done everything we can to make Chattanooga a good team. And, you know, we came out and dominated the second half. And, you know, with about 9 minutes to go in the game, we just sort of iced the clock. And D'Angelo Amos had a big interception their first drive of the second half. And so I thought it was good to have some adversity on the road. It was extremely hot also. And to overcome the adversity and kind of get them playing like we want them to play.
We've got several questions in queue for you, if you'll get this for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio in Harrisonburg.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win. Talk about, if you
Thank
will,
you.
What you saw. Did you and your staff have to do much talking at halftime? I've noticed on the sidelines a couple of times at home games, your guys talk to themselves. Your leaders sort of step up and are vocal. Did you see more of that in the locker room? Was it more coach-driven, the message you were trying to send?
Well, like I said, you know, it was hot, so we got to the locker room, and, you know, everybody was sort of getting refreshed. It was pretty calm in there, to be honest with you. And, you know, we made our adjustments. And, you know, my message was, look, we just have to play our brand of ball, JMU football, one play at a time. And if we do that, we'll be fine. And so there wasn't a lot of emotion and stuff like that. And, you know, we went out and played like we had to play. And, you know, I was proud of the way we played in the second half.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Kurt, just kind of overall, what encouraged you most about the way your team finished non-conference play? I know, like you said, you faced some adversity against Chattanooga, but finishing non-conference play 3-1, what did you learn about your team? What encouraged you about your team during that four-game stretch?
Well, you know, we have stretches where we play well, you know, physical, very physical on both sides of the ball, and it all starts up front. And we've done a much better job of protecting the football offensively the last three games. So we've been pretty balanced, you know, with the run and the pass. You know, our pass games have been very efficient. You know, we're playing really well up front on defense and stopping the run. Getting good effort on special teams. So we've got a lot of areas to clean up and improve, and we got to keep improving as we enter our first conference game. But, you know, we're heading in the right direction.
And I guess just a little bit more about your run defense. You guys ranked third nationally in run defense, haven't allowed more than 100 rushing yards in a game. What's encouraging to you about that side and that aspect of it and stopping the opponent's running games?
Well, you know, if you can make a team one-dimensional. I mean, we're playing pretty well up front. You know, we've got good players. The linebackers have been fitting the gaps pretty well. You know, we didn't tackle particularly well in this last game. We missed more tackles than we usually do. That's a point of emphasis, you know, this week. So, you know, if you can make a team one-dimensional, you know, that's half the battle right there. And then it's just a matter of stopping the forward pass.
Got it. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach. Kicker is a position group that doesn't get the same amount of attention always as some of the others, but how important is it to have, you know, a place kicker that you can count on? And what stands out the most about Ethan Racky, who now, of course, has tied the program record for career field goals?
Yeah, well, he's an excellent kicker, and, you know, I can't imagine you know, a better one out there. I mean, he's been extremely consistent in camp. You know, I remember him missing maybe one field goal all of camp. You know, he hit a 55-yarder in a 2-minute drill, you know, to win the drill. He's been really good in the games. You know, he had the one block, but that's really not on him. You know, Chattanooga tried to ice him on a 44-yarder at the end of the half. You know, he kicked a couple of them right through the uprights, and then, you know, when it was time, you know, when they were out of timeouts, he did it again. So, you know, he's really good. He's got a lot of pride in what he does. He's a very detailed guy, and he's an excellent field goal kicker.
Okay, and then heading into a Saturday's game against Elon, is the prep any different knowing what you know about that program? How do you kind of, you know, game plan, again, you know, knowing, you know, the guys on our coaching staff and our roster the way you do?
No, it's really about the same. I mean, there is obviously some greater insight because I was there for 2 years, but in terms of personnel. But the preparation is the same. You know, you've got your Monday routine, your Tuesday routine throughout the week, and you're just trying to put your guys in the best position to be successful. They're trying to do the same thing. And, you know, at the end of the day, the team that executes the best will come out on top.
All right. Thank you.
Kurt, we've talked several times over the last few weeks about the stable of running backs you had and just how you alternate them. Solomon Van Horst has been the guy who has gotten a lot of the early carries, but Percy O.J. Obese with the big game on Saturday, 19 carries, 114 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Was it a case of him getting the hot hand, and what made you kind of turn to him in that game a little more frequently?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I had a sense early. I think he had 4 carries in the first half, but, you know, he was breaking tackles, and he had an excellent second half, broke a lot of tackles. You know, he runs with power and still has good speed. And, you know, all those guys are a little bit different and give you something. And it's great to be able to roll those 4 guys in there and, you know, keep them fresh. And of course, in this past game, really, it was more of a 3-man rotation with Percy, Juwan, and Solomon. So, you know, you're reducing the number of hits, keeping them healthy. And, you know, every game could be different. You know, it just depends how it plays out.
Sort of the same type of question, the depth you've now built at the receiver's position with Riley Stapleton joining the mix last week with 5 catches. What does he bring to that group, and how much does that help your depth and the options on that part of the game as well?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. You know, first of all, he's a really big guy, 6'5", plus 220 plus, and fifth-year senior. You know, he caught a lot of balls last year, 60-plus balls, and got really good hands. He's a big target, and, you know, he can make those contested catches. And, you know, you throw him in there with, you know, Brandon Polk, who's playing really well, and Kendall Dean, and our 2 slot guys, you know, Ravenel and Brown. And we've got other guys, too, that have made plays. And the tight ends have been doing a good job catching ball, as have the backs. So you're fully dimensional, you know, and they can't tilt the coverage. And, you know, as long as we can protect Ben, he's been doing a pretty good job of, you know, putting the ball where it's got to be.
One more before I let you go. You touched on, obviously, your familiarity with the Elon program, and one of those guys, Davis Cheek, is a guy you recruited and brought in and started as a true freshman, and have seen him grow over the last few years as you've now switched sides of the ball and trying to figure out how to slow him down. What has impressed you with his growth now in year 3 as a starting quarterback?
Well, you know, he's a great quarterback, and he's wired to play quarterback. He's a great decision maker. He gets the ball out of his hand quickly. You know, he keeps you out of bad plays. He's very accurate. He sees the defense really well. He's very poised and competitive. All you got to remember is he's been throwing to some of these guys for 3 years now. You know, Cortez Weeks and, you know, all those other guys out there, Cole Taylor and Matt Foster and, you know, that some of the young guys that came on board last year in the backside of the backfield. So there's a lot of familiarity there. And, you know, it starts with him, but, you know, they got really good players. You know, they're really skilled at running back. They're really skilled at receiver. You know, the line is a little bit new, but those guys are veteran guys that have been in the program a while. And, you know, their defense is really good. I mean, they're really good up front. Marcus Willoughby's a tremendous player. And Cox and Torrance Williams, the linebackers are athletic. The corners are like four-year starters. Greg Liggs, Daniel Reed Bennett. Cole Coleman's an excellent player at safety. You know, they've got a really good scheme. You know, they've got a good kicker, punter. Hunter Stevenson's booming the ball, and they've got a really good field goal kicker. They're a really good team, and they're, you know, they're extremely well coached.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for spending time with us. Safe travels to Elon, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.